an ambulance personnel, they're the frontline workers. They work day and night. They're like life services here in Donegal and throughout Ireland. They should not have to stand on a street and look for what they clearly deserve. Obviously, me and my family know firsthand on the 7th of October 2022, when 10 people were killed in Chrysler, our daughter, one of them, Leona. And them guys went above and beyond on that day, you know, to help in any kind of a way that they could. And that includes the hospital services as well. They've done everything possible. And obviously that was one of the biggest disasters in the history of the state. But everyday services that they do are absolutely amazing. And these people are amazing at what they do. They're not just an ambulance driver. They're qualified people in what they do and saving lives and helping people the best that they possibly can. And I do not think that people like that should be standing on a street with pickets looking for what they clearly deserve. I mean, the government really need to step up here and give these guys what they totally deserve.
And now we have, we're speaking to people on the picket line today, and I suppose that was sort of the reoccurring themes, that is, was the overwhelming support from the public, because, you know, ambulance personnel in some way or another will end up touching the lives of many families across the country.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these guys are amazing at what they do. And I think nearly every family is going to come across them at some stage in their lifetime. And their services are, they're truly amazing at what they do. The government really need to step in here and give these guys what they do, what they really deserve to get. As I say, they're not just a driver. They're not just ambulance drivers. These are qualified medical people that can save people's lives, and to do everything possible to help people. They should not be standing out in the streets today. The government need to give them what they deserve.